Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit So Daf Base in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition, starting the top of Amud Aleph. So we start in the Masechta by learning regarding a Beit So Shenol de Biyontev, and the Gemara now shifts to Egil, a calf Shenol Biyontev, was born Yontev, Mutter, Yolali Yidir Yontev, Shu Matir Atzmoy L'Shchita, meaning the Shchita makes it Mutter. The same way when an animal is alive, you can't eat it, because it's Eiver Minachai, and the Shchita makes it Mutter. So also Gabi Mukta, once you shecht it, it makes it Mutter for the Mukta as well. So something more of Zahir Boris, if you asked, Me'ato, according to this, Midboris means a non-domestic animal that is going to address an end of the Masechto. Te'em Muteris, Shima Teres Atzuba Shchito, if you hold the Shchita, it suddenly takes away the Yisra Mukta, so why doesn't it work for a non-domestic animal? Similar, a Tzviyo, a female deer, Tel Muteris, Shima Teres Atzuba Shchito. If someone captured a deer, he should be able to eat it. Why do we say it has a din of mukta? Chozob Zev Omar, Egol Mitmol Hu Goymer. A calf which was born today was completely finished before Yomtiv. So it's not mukta, it's already ready before Yomtiv, even though it just came out today. Pram Hocha, but here regarding an egg, Boy Bayom Nigmer, Boy Bayom Noldo. It was only finished when it came out. As we saw in the previous daf, that something changes once it's laid. Something one more about asks you this that we said that the day that the calf is born, you could shechter in Yom Tov. That only works command Amar Behim or Yoledes the Chodoshim Mikutoyim. This goes according to command Amar that an animal can give birth even if you don't have full months, meaning even if it wasn't a full term of pregnancy, there's still the Vlad can live. It doesn't have to have a full term. So therefore, I could assume when you see an eagle which is born, that's the day he's born, he's probably not trefal. It's probably not a sick animal, it's a healthy animal. But according to Mandoma, it says that the only animals that survive are the ones that had a full pregnancy, the full term. How can you eat the eagle that was born that day? Maybe it's not trefal. Maybe it did not have a full term. Says the Gemara, oh, that's not such a big question. Think to yourself, continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. She see him in Mosai Allah Alei Azocha. He made a sign to himself to figure out exactly the day that the behemoth had a relationship with a male, and he knew that since that day she never encountered a male. So he knows exactly how many months was the pregnancy. In that case, he could eat the eagle the day that the eagle was born. The Gemara says another example like this: Goyzol Shenol Biyontiv, a chick that came out, the hatch from an egg on Yomtiv, Mutter. You could eat it. Shumata atzu b'shchito, meaning the same way I could checked it, so it makes it mutter to eat, so it takes away mukta. As Rav Chaim points out, that's not like it was there before, that he said, he brought a question from the Midbarius and says that shchita does not matir mukta. This goes according to the first mandama that it does matir mukta. So I ask the Gemara, how can you eat it? Again, technical thing regarding achilo. Look at that, and then we learn, beitzim shirikmu, meaning eggs they had in the chicks. Or goizalim, meaning chicks, shiloye, lualem, kafai, they don't have their feathers, they don't have their wings. Asurim, mishu sheketz, considered to be something which is not royal achilo. It's like a sheketz. Veilo, kibaleo, mishu nevel. It's not an veilo, you don't get malchus for it. For mavchaga, afilu shokta, if you did shchita, it's still not, you're not allowed to eat it. So the chur, I could eat the chick that was just born if it doesn't have its wings. Says the Gemara, my avoin, tipoter, explaining Baalin, the nafkin, the kafir, and the lid. We talk about these chicks that came out with the wings fully developed, and therefore you can eat it. Continues the Gemara, it says, Ravo, Bishom, Rabbi Yoise, Rabbi Chanino, Kol Shatashmisher, Bayoim, Moil, Bayoim. The one who has a relationship during the day, so the birth will happen during the day. Balayla, if the relationship was in the night, Moil, Balayla, gave birth in the night. Hey, same when they asked them, are you Tanagoyles? Hurry, ain't the Shmisher, Bayoim. The chicken is only Tashmish in the day. For you, let us be in Bayoim, be in Balayla. The egg comes day and night. Says the Gemara, Ma'avon, Shani, the answer is, Sheken, you let us below Zohar. Mean eggs can come from a chicken in two different ways. There's eggs that come from a relationship of a male and a female chicken. That brings eggs that chicks come out of it, and that will be born only in the day. Then there are eggs that come from the fact that a chicken sits on the ground and warms up, and then there's eggs that come out of that that no chicks will be in these eggs. And these eggs can be laid day and night. Continues the Gemara of Zeir b'Shem Gidul Egel Shenoyulad Min HaTreifa B'Yomtev. If you have a calf that was born, but the mother was treifa, so you can't eat the mother. It's not Muchon Agav Imoy, because the mother you can't eat. Still is Mutter. Why? It's like having something which is not mukzeh, which is covered in something which is mukzeh. If it came out of it, it's mutter. That's not mukzeh. So here, the egel is not mukzeh, even though the mother is. Tama taninon, we learned over there, beitzos nevelo. You have a dead chicken, and you find eggs in it. If you have other eggs that look the same, that are sold in the market, means these eggs, you see that they're finished. Muters. V'im lav, I mean, these type of eggs are not sold because they're not going to be complete. Asuro k'divrei b'shamay, uvisilil oisrim. So according to b'shamay, that's where you make the differentiation. According to b'shamay, in every case, it's asur. My time with b'shamay, what's the reason of b'shamay? Gemura oisot shalois is not built. It's considered to be complete before it's nevelah, meaning the egg is not part of the body of the chicken, and therefore it has nothing to do with the fact that the mother's nevelah. Even if you don't sell, you don't find other eggs like this sold in the market, it should be mutter, because it's not part of the chicken itself. If you say this is mutter, you will say that also eggs that are connected to the body of the chicken, like we saw before, that's connected to the sinews, to the tissues of the chicken, and there, in that stage, it is considered to be kibosu mamish, like the flesh of the chicken, you'll see that's mutter as well. So gzeira, to that, we said that anytime you shech the chicken, if the eggs are not similar to other eggs sold in the market, you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara is going to continue discussing the machlokes of b'shamay in the next daf. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Beitzah, daf beis.